Welcome to PBIS Journey to Genius. Are you in the process of implementing PBIS? Are you wondering where to start? You are in the right place. We are here to support you. Stay tuned. Welcome back, everyone. This week, I am solo as Diane is enjoying some time in Florida. So I thought it might be kind of neat to share an audio that I have with you where students in our building talk about their student binders, their leadership binders, and how they keep track of their growth, both behavior and also academic. We believe this is a very powerful part of the PBIS system, the acknowledgement system, because not only as adults do we need to acknowledge students for their behavior and also their academics, but students need to recognize and acknowledge themselves as learners, as lifelong learners. And so today I want to share with you just a little sample of how they see their binders, and I hope you enjoy.
Riker. Your name's Riker. Hi, Riker. So you have your leadership binder here. What do you like about it?
Making the bat.
Oh, is that a color bat? What color is that?
Black.
Black.
And we've done this. We've done the leaf thing.
Okay. Ooh, what are you doing there?
I'm drawing my blocks.
Are you learning the different kinds of blocks?
I know all of the kinds of blocks.
You
and
do?
Here's the last thing.
And what is the last thing that you are keeping track of? Oh, what's this?
I'm not keeping track of this. But I'm keeping track of this.
Okay. So what is this?
This is the shapes and numbers.
Oh. And does this mean that you know all of them?
Yeah, I can count a lot higher than 100, like 2,000.
That's great. I love it. Does this mean that you know all your shapes?
Yep.
Good job.
I've got them all right.
That is amazing. Oh, look. Then you can keep track of your counting there.
Yep.
Is there anything else you want to tell me about your binder? Nope.
Hi, I'm Olivia. Well, and today I'm going to be showing you my binder.
Yes, this is your leadership binder. So, Olivia, what do you like about your leadership binder?
I like what I did over the weeks. I mean, over the months that I've done, from the first to the last. I think it's really cool.
Good. Can you show me how you've grown over the months?
So, this is from the beginning.
And then that looks like it was in October, so you're doing a little bit of writing.
Yeah. And we got November.
Okay. Wow, it has changed.
January.
And so you like how you've changed, how you've grown in your writing. Good. What else do you like about your leadership binder?
I like my behavior goals.
What do you like about your behavior goals?
Well, every time we got to go to a lion, we get a prize, but also sometimes the prize is good.
Oh, like what kind of prizes do you like the best?
There were squishies and candies and bouncy balls. It was fun.
Good. And what kind of goals? What are your behavior goals? Like, what have you been working on this year? Do you remember?
Focus on myself.
Okay. Focus on yourself. Okay. And then this one says,
keep my legs in my space.
And so, it looks like you've been doing a really good job of that because look at all those 10-day rewards happening. Great. Is there anything else you like about your leadership binder?
I like the Lexia levels.
Ooh, yeah. So what level is that?
I passed level 6.
Okay.
And level 7.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing that today.
You're
and this
welcome.
Is Olivia Sanders. Hi, Jace.
Hi.
This is your leadership binder. Do you want to tell me a little bit about it?
So, this is the table of contents. On tab 1, we have our learning goals, SRC, Fluency, and Mappers. And then on tab 2, we have behavior charts. And then on Tab 3, we have celebrations, Lexi, Extra Math, and Zero Club. And then on tab 4, work samples.
So what do you really like about your leadership binder? Can you show me something you really like about it?
What I really like is my SRC.
Okay.
You have to start at 0 at the beginning of the year, and then as you read more books, and if they have a test, you take a test on them, and then, like right here on Heaven, Henry and Mudge, and the bust day of, I can't read that.
That's okay.
I can't.
That's okay. Keep
going. It was a 470 Lexi level. My score was 80%, and I got 2 points off of that, and then I got 2. And I got another 2. This book, I did not pass, so I got 0 points, and I still got 4.
Okay. But that's all right, because look at all the other ones you passed, huh?
And right now, I'm at 164 SRC points.
That's a lot. Do you want to show me one more thing about your binder?
And then right about, it's back here somewhere. And then right there is my Jackson Chameleon from my animal report. And then right here is the animal report.
And you guys did that like around Christmas time maybe?
Yeah.
Before? Yeah, I remember that.
When we went on a field trip to the zoo.
All right. Well, thank you, Jace.
You're welcome.
All right. Hi, can you tell me your name?
Erica.
Hi, Erica. What do you like about your leadership binder?
I like reading. I like math.
Okay.
At the beginning of the year, I didn't like math so much, but in the middle of the year, I started multiplication, and I realized that if you just practice a lot, you get to like math more.
So do you keep track of your practice in here?
Yeah.
Do you want to show us?
Yeah, I think it's in the back of the book. Hold on. I'm in division on extra math now.
Okay.
So I passed addition. I was in zero club. I passed subtraction.
Good job.
And I passed multiplication, and now I am in division. I haven't passed division yet.
But you're working on it.
Yeah.
Is there anything else in the leadership binder that you want to show us?
Yes. I need to get to my fluency practice.
Oh, there. Look at that.
Yeah. We do this thing where it's this grid where you have to pass your 2s, your 3s, your 4s, your 5s, your 6s, your 7s, and 8s, and 9s, and 10s. I pass all of them.
And what a great way to keep track.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mrs. Harris told that to us at the beginning of the year.
Okay.
I like trying to find my reading grid.
Okay.
Here's our
there's more extra math. By keeping track of all this, I can see why you learned that you like, you know, mm-hmm. to know your facts, and then you can see yourself grow. So what's this?
This is our reading grid, where the stuff at the bottom is the stories that we read. We're on the garden right now, so the blue are the cold read, and the pinkish-red stuff is the hot read. I love reading.
I can see that. And I can see that your hot reads get really good. That's awesome.
And the kids who read a lot, Mrs. Harris can tell that they read every night.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you so much. Hi, this is Carson Richardson. Carson, you have your portfolio leadership binder here. What do you like about it?
I like about it that it tells me my goals that I can get to, like, all the goals I can do for like for liftoff.
Okay.
And for 40 book challenge and all that stuff.
Okay, so tell me about the 40 book challenge a little bit. What is this all about right here?
The 40 book challenge is you have to get 40 books by the end of the year. Right here it shows how many books you need to get. You got to get like 5 realistic fiction, 4 informational, and 2 graphic novels. And there's different types of genres.
So have you met your goals yet on those?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Wow, that's great. So that's what you're keeping track of your goals there.
Mm-hmm.
Good. What's something else you like about your binder?
I like how it shows some stuff. My accomplishments from over the years.
Okay. What are some of those accomplishments?
Like extra math, passing liftoff, and that stuff.
Do you have some certificates in there you can show us?
Let's see. Here's the extra math for multiplication. This is my division one.
Good job. You're a hard worker. Oh, and then you've got your zero club paper in here.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think kids should keep track of their... Do you think kids should have a leadership binder?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because it might just keep their goals up and keep the education that they need.
I like that. Thank you so much.
Hi, I'm Kiera Lozier, and I like that whenever I'm sad or I'm not feeling too great about myself, I like my binder because I can look into my binder and see all of my accomplishments, all of my goals that I like push myself to reach, and just all your personal achievements, all of the things that you are doing and your progress from the beginning of the year to where you are now.
I think that is a great idea, Kiera. So will you show us a couple of things that you really like to look at that, you know, makes you feel good about yourself?
Yeah, one of the things is when I got hired for the job of recycler since I am in fifth grade. We have jobs.
Yeah, good job on that.
I got principal's list.
Wow. Before. Congratulations.
Thank you. I also got honor roll.
All right.
And zero club. I love looking at that stuff because it's just, I don't exactly know how to describe it, but it's just a warm feeling that just kind of is like a little pick-me-up.
Sure. Whenever it makes you feel good about everything you've accomplished. Do you have some goals that you want to share with us?
This is my star reward chart. Every 10 days, I get a reward that I may do. The last one I did was bring a stuffed animal, and I actually brought one I had bought the weekend before, so that was really nice. Let me see. This is my All About Me chart. I like looking at it, and like sometimes some of my stuff in here really brings me up. I've heard that we are doing I Am Lucky charts, and I really like looking at this because I often get sad because I was unlike normal children before when I was around the age of 3 and I had just learned to walk. I could not walk right. I walked on my feet, like on my tiptoes instead of on my heels. So I had to have surgery to get that fixed. Okay. So I often get arthritis and get sad, but when I look in here, it's an automatic pick-me-up, and I love looking at this because I have a friend down in second grade who will come and visit me every once in a while, and I share it with one of my good friends from fifth grade, JC Hardy.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes, and I just love connecting with kids, even though I am a kid. I just love being around children all the time. One of my things I want to do when I grow up is being
already.
A mom.
Good. Yep. You're a mentor. You're going to be a mom someday.
I hope.
Anything else you want to share before we stop?
Just that this is a very special thing to me, and I hope it is for every child in the world.
All right. Thank you.
I hope you have enjoyed today listening to the different students. When I listen to them talk about their growth, it makes me feel good about the fact that what we do as educators really does make a difference. So I hope that it has helped you in some way to feel good about what you do, because you as an educator do amazing things. Thank you for listening today. You can reach us at PBIS Journey to Genius @gmail.com. You can follow us on Facebook and Instagram.